When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The next part of the Anzac Day rituals and traditions that have been established is the Melbourne Storms game, which is tomorrow night, 7:50 start. Justin Rodsky is a regular with us, the chief executive of the Storm. Justin, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Good to be with you.
How big an occasion has this grown into since its inception in 2009 for you?
Yeah, 15-year anniversary of the Anzac Day game. So it's got a lot of significance for us for all the obvious reasons in terms of the day and what it means to Australians and New Zealanders. But, you know, also for us, if you think about that first game in 2009 was actually a draw, similar to the Essendon-Collingwood game back in 95. But then the following year was the salary cap scandal, and it was a game against the Warriors at Marvel Stadium. Following that, we came out and won on Anzac Day. So it's got a lot of history for a lot of different reasons, but obviously a very significant and important occasion for all Australians and what, you know, has become in many respects our national day. And, you know, we're very honoured and privileged to play a small part in that. And we'll again acknowledge and honour and recognise, you know, with the pre-match ceremony, which is pretty spectacular at night there at Amy Park.
The choice of opponent, Justin, so not always in your control, but so the Warriors now host their own Anzac game rather than playing Storm. How have you tried to build something new out the back of that?
Yeah, we would have preferred to continue to play New Zealand, but for, you know, all the reasons that are pretty obvious, the Warriors have been keen to get back home and play a game on New Zealand soil. So, you know, we respect that, and obviously the NRL made that call in the end. So for us, it was about making sure we still had a really big opponent and a team that was, you know, equally prepared and keen to be a big part of a special occasion. And the South Sydney Rabbitohs certainly did that. And, you know, we were always interested to see how the match went in terms of ticket sales and interest in the game, you know, without the Warriors. And pleasingly, it's closing in on a sellout again for tomorrow night. So I think the occasion is the big part that people want to be a part of. And then obviously the opponent is important, but nowhere near as important as being a part of something really special on such a significant day.
What are the rituals that have been established over time for Storm players and for the club to set up to honour the week and the day specifically?
We're always about history, so we very much acknowledge our part and what we've done over the last 15 years and continue to educate our staff and our people around the history of the game from a Melbourne Storm perspective. And we have a club lunch, which we held on Monday each year, where we invite, you know, return service men or women to come down and speak about, you know, their own story and what it means to them and what Anzac Day means to them. And we also have one of our staff members who recently was part of the Afghanistan mission, and he's now coaching in our Jersey flag team. And he very much spoke about, you know, the significance in terms of sacrifice of family. You know, he talked about, you know, we always think about the soldiers who are away at war, but, you know, it's often the families that are the ones that are paying the ultimate sacrifice and always worried about their loved ones coming home. So that was a really moving part of the week for us. And, you know, it gives great perspective and, you know, it's so important. And we always make sure as well our new players, you know, like Sean Bourne this week went down to the Shrine of Remembrance and laid a wreath. And, you know, all of those things I think are an important part of the week and an important part for the club, but then also the vehicle and the role that we play and continue to educate the next generation on what Anzac Day means.
What does the Guernsey represent this year, Justin?
Yeah, so the jersey this year is actually designed with a zigzag formation that's similar to the trenches that were built in World War One. And if you look at the shrine, there are actually four courtyards around the shrine that have the same zigzag pattern. It's also got a camouflage called Dazzle on it, which doesn't sound as it appears. So usually, obviously, camouflage is to conceal, but back in World War One and World War Two, the Navy actually put this camouflage in place that was called Dazzle, that was actually meant to be deceptive for the enemy so that they couldn't quite target or understand the distance to target the enemy. And so the design's very much reflective of those key features that were a big part of the story that we wanted to tell from visiting the shrine and understanding more about the history of World War One and World War Two and Australia's role in it.
And in terms of who you'll have at the game, have you got Defence Force personnel from various places coming?
Yes, we do. Across Navy, Air Force and the Army itself, we'll have a pre-match ceremony, which again will include the cultural components, so both Māori and also Indigenous Australian cultural ceremony, as well as normal Anzac Day service and last post, which will obviously be extremely moving. And then we have this incredible light show that's beamed up onto the roof at Amy Park, which we've invested further in this year to make an even more special night.
Do you get a few that come over from the MCG to do the doubleheader?
We do. My phone usually pings off at either Collingwood or Essendon supporters at about 6 o'clock, keen to come along afterwards. But we often do, yes, and that's why the Anzac Day game is always has a big walk up, from a ticket sales perspective as well, with the crowds flocking from the MCG looking for another sporting event. So hopefully we get that again, and hopefully it's a Bombers victory this year, Jared.
Yes. Beautiful commemorations taking place beginning tonight and all the way through to tomorrow night with the NRL. One of your former players, Dale Finucane, the medical retirement yesterday from concussion. So this is the creeping spectre in modern sport and codes from week to week as our experience. And how did you take that in from one of your former charges?
Yeah, Dale's an absolute warrior of the game and, highly, highly respected at the Melbourne Storm. I only, got to spend 1 year with him, but, he was our co-captain in that year and just a quality person on and off the field. And, he's got a young family and he's obviously had a series of head knocks over the course of his career. And through that period, he's now, with more awareness, education and obviously medical advice, come to the decision that, health and well-being and his future is more important than the game itself. And, I applaud him for coming to that decision. That's obviously not something that would be easy for any athlete, but, I think it's a good thing that we're now at a point where, as an industry, across, all of our contact codes, we're understanding the serious, threat that concussion poses for the future. And I think that, for Dale to come out and retire the way he did was courageous, but he's doing in the best interest of his family and his future, because he's got a long life ahead of him.
Being based here in Melbourne, you won't be oblivious. This is a weekly struggle in the AFL as we try to find what the future looks like. Is it active in the same way in NRL circles?
It is. There's certainly been a number of different policies and protocols that have been put in place. Obviously, the research is being done in parallel to all of that. We've got a third bunker that's specifically there to look for concussion-related knocks. A bunker can actually categorise a concussion from the studio in Sydney for a game taking place in Melbourne based on symptoms or appearances that they see. So, I think that the codes are now putting in place all the appropriate protocols. The education is far better and the medical advice is far better from the research that's been taken place. So, I think that we all need to continue to do that. And I think that the more that it can be, put in place at a junior level as well, the better. And I think that that's the next frontier for, how we as a community look at concussion, how we actually, how that comes into place when it comes to our children and playing junior sport. I think it's really important now.
Is there a desire for what you might broadly regard as a safer version of the junior sport?
Well, there are a number of different categories of the game that can be played now that support, ensuring that our kids are protected when it comes to junior sport from a rugby league perspective. You know, whether that's touch tag, Oztag, you know, waiting at younger ages, all of those things that are put in place. But I think it's just important that we have the appropriate medical protocols around it as well. You know, concussion can happen at any point in any game, you know, innocuous or intentional. So we just need to make sure that the protocols are there, as well as obviously putting in place categories of the formats of the game that help support kids playing and not getting hurt.
Yeah, and these are the commonalities across all collision sports, not just in this country, but around the world. Maybe just a closing word on where you find it. So you've got a share of the top of the ladder just behind the Sharks, 6 games, 5 wins and 1 loss. We laugh about cardiac Carlton. You're doing your bit in close finishes this year.
We certainly are. We just keep finding a way to win, and you know, I think that's a testament to the team and their resilience. I think if games were finishing at the 70th minute mark, we'd be currently last on the ladder or something like that. So it's an interesting place to be in. Clearly, you know, we've been on the better side of that, which has been fantastic. The team's, you know, playing really good footy at the moment, and they've got a lot of confidence in our ability to close out games. We've got a pretty fit and healthy list, which always helps. And you know, we never underestimate the Rabbitohs. We've got to go in tomorrow night with the same mindset and attitude, and you know, continue to win. We need to bank as many wins as we can ahead of the Origin period. And yeah, so far so good, but it's a long season and a lot can change. So we just got to, as they say, Jared, take it week by week, and you know, we'll take the Rabbitohs tomorrow night and hopefully get the win.
All right. So some tickets still available for tomorrow night, Justin?
Yes, they are. Yeah, so just head to Ticket Tech for anyone interested in coming along. It should be a very special evening. The ceremony on field starts at 7:25, so encouraging all our members and fans to be in your seats by then.
Terrific. Great to have you on the program again, Justin. We'll talk in a few weeks.
Thanks, Jared. Appreciate it.